and occasionally my better half, but you'd, that'd be mostly older folks, I think. Yeah. But the old lady and the old man's quite common. It's, well, you hear that every day.
Right. What about a woman whose husband?
Oh, I might add, usually it's not my old lady, it's the old lady.
The old lady, yeah.
But women, I think, always talk about my old man. They don't say the old man, but the but men seem to say the old lady, whatever that's worth.
Sure, okay. What about a woman whose husband has died? You'd say she's a...
widow.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard the woman called anything if her husband hasn't died, he's just left her?
Grass widow.
Yeah.
But I always think of a grass widow as being a divorcee. Rather, you know, as opposed to just let, just separated.
I see. Okay. All right, the man who raised you, that's your...
father.
And the woman who raised you is your...
mother.
What did you call your parents when you were growing up?
Daddy and mama.
Okay. And your mother and your father together, they're your...
parents.
All right. And your father's father is your...
grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
grandmother.
What did you call them?
Call them Granny and Pawpaw.
On both sides?
Mm-hmm. Both sides.
That's right. And a man's sons and his daughters are his...
children.
Okay. Any other words for
them? Kids. Younguns is pretty common around here.
Okay. What about, say, a child's given a name that he's known by mostly within his family? You know, it's not his real name. You'd say he has a...
nickname.
Yeah. Do you have a nickname?
Yeah. They call me Bubba.
Okay. What about... a vehicle with wheels, you know, that you can put a baby in and move him around, maybe take him outside.
Oh, baby buggy.
Mm-hmm. What would you say you're going to do, like I think I'm going to put the...
excuse me, I've talked for an hour.
A busy morning.
Yeah, and doesn't want anything.
Okay. Yeah, I was asking you, you might say I'm going to put the baby in the carriage and go out.
Yeah,
and
I think, stroll the baby or walk the baby.
And a man might have, a man's children might be his sons and his...
daughters.
Yeah, or his boys and his...
girls.
All right. What about a woman who's expecting a child? You say she's what?
Pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Any other way of saying that?
Expecting.
Okay. Did anybody ever tell you that pregnant was not a polite word to use?
No.
Have you ever heard that? Maybe years ago people would avoid saying the word?
No, I don't think so. Huh?
Okay. You ever heard the expression, she's in the family way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a family way, I don't know if that...
Mm-hmm. Would older people... or
I think older folks would do that.
Would you still be likely to hear that, you think, occasionally?
You would on the older folks, I think, maybe occasionally. But not very often. But occasionally you would, I think.
And if a doctor's not available, the woman that you would send for to help with the delivery?
A midwife.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for her you've heard?
No, I don't think so.
Granny or granny woman?
I think I have heard granny woman. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if there are any midwives around here. I think there might be one or something, but there...
Do those people have to be licensed?
Yeah, I think the health department licenses them. I think it's sort of a dying art. I think the ones that do it die out and nobody else knows how to...
This expression, say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, you'd say that the boy...
looks like his father or takes after his father.
All right. What would you say if the boy has inherited his father's bad habits? You'd say he...
got him honest, probably.
Uh-huh. Could you use that expression, takes after, to mean that he got his father's bad habits?
I think you would. I think takes after would be more referring to habits than it would looking like somebody. I think that would be that.
But you could still possibly use it to indicate that they look...
yeah, I think so. I think so.
All right. Well, I'd say, talking about a child who's been misbehaving, the mother might tell him, well, you do that one more time and I'm going to give you a good...
whipping. Switching. Or whooping's common around here.
Okay.